Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris on the 10th of December 2012, and it's a little after 9 a.m. and I thought I'd record a boo because I'm trying to work out this age-old question. Really, for a lot of us, I know a few people are having this question, is which app to use for which service. And by that I mean there are many apps that do a very similar functionality. To give you a case in point, AudioBoo and VoiceBoo, two very good audio apps that do very similar things. Each has their own differences in what you can do with the recording, how you use that recording for community building or for blogging. But basically, it's the same sort of application. Now, I like both of these applications, and the problem I'm having is I want to use both, but I don't want to do the same kind of audio on both. So it's trying to find a way to use each app for a different purpose. Now, when you talk about applications, we have lots of, for example, photo sharing applications. We might have Instagram. We might have Picasa. We might have Flickr. We might have StreamZoo. We might have Pudding. There are many of these sort of applications out there, and they're all very good. And again, I've been struggling with this question. I like StreamZoo. I think it's my favourite photo sharing app, although I use it possibly the least at the moment. I like Instagram, though I do still have a love-hate relationship with that application, especially now it's so slow and Facebook have taken it over, of course. And then there's Pudding, which is another great app. And I like to use them all, but what to use them for? I don't want to cross-post the same content to each app. I like to share the content. For example, if I post a photograph on Instagram, I like to tweet that out too, so my Twitter followers can see it and Facebook followers, and share it to my Tumblr account and that sort of thing. And it's the same with StreamZoo and Pudding. You can do the same thing. You can share it to your networks. So it's trying to find a way to use these applications differently. Now, with the photo applications, I was having a think last night. I was talking on Twitter, well, on G+, really, with Ernmander, at Ernmander here on AudioBoo and on Twitter and indeed everywhere else on the internet. Ernie and I share the one thing in common. We have one sort of profile and we stick with it everywhere. And I was talking to Ernie about this on G+ last night, and we was talking about Pudding, a photo application. Now, I've used that before and I uninstalled it, and I've reinstalled it again because I do like it. But what to do with it? What to post to each one? Well, like I said, I was having a think about this, and on the photo side, I'm going to be using Pudding as a sort of a one photo a day of my daily activities, because Pudding allows you to select multiple photographs and put them into one grid and submit that, if you like. So, for example, you can have four photographs in a 2x2 grid, and that could be an example of key photographs of the day, and you submit that at the end of the day to Pudding and share it out, and it's a little record, if you like, of the day's activities. And I'm going to use Pudding for that. I think Instagram, again, I think I'm going to use Instagram for my daily snaps, things that just capture my attention that I want to share on Instagram, because Instagram is quite limited in its format, being a square, and so it's great for that sort of thing, a Polaroid snapshot of the moment, if you like, which is probably what it was designed for. And I'm going to stick with that for Instagram. I have seen other people use Instagram in very varied and interesting ways, but that's for me is my way. And then StreamZoo, I'm going to be using StreamZoo for my more better images, my landscapes, the things that my sky shots, the things of the sunsets, those things that are very nice photographs, if you like, because it supports that very well. It allows you to submit your photographs in full resolution, in the format that they were taken in. And you can swap the formats around in there. You can make a square photo, a Polaroid instant photograph of your image if you like, but you can also make it a wide angle photograph and all sorts of things. And the filters there are slightly better if you want to apply filters. But I'm going to be using it for that because it's slightly more a better place for better photographs, if you like, better composition, in my opinion, anyway. So I'm going to be using that for that. I have looked at 500px, which is a great service, but I don't have that professionalism for that site really. So I'm going to discount that one. So there's a couple of examples on the photographs, photographic applications I'm going to be using. Now, when we get back to audio, that's a little trickier. Audio Boo, I like the community there, and when the app is finally released for Android, and if it's a good working app, that'll be great. And VoiceBo has a great app already. So again, it's two different services, but again, that's a struggle for me what to do on each one because I want to use them both. So I'm going to be thinking about that a little bit in more detail. And this, of course, applies this sort of what do we use apps for when there are similar apps applies to social networking apps. A lot of us use Twitter and Facebook and multitudes of others that offer a similar thing, G Plus. I quite like G Plus. I'm going to start trying to use G Plus with the new service I found that allows me to automatically post my G Plus posts, if you like, to Twitter and to Facebook and even to LinkedIn. So I'm going to experiment with that because that way I can write some content that I want on G Plus and have the link to Twitter and to Facebook. Twitter I shall always use for my quick access to the majority of my networks, the majority of the people I interact with. So I don't have a great problem with that. Facebook I've always struggled with. It seems to be, for me, a repository of my tweets and G Pluses and audios for those people who only use Facebook that I am friends with, that don't use any other service. So it's a way for those people to see what I'm up to without them having to log on to Twitter and other services. And then, of course, there's many other features and many other applications that have similar purposes. But those are the three main areas: social networking, photography applications, and audio applications. I am getting into video a little bit more, and at the moment I'm using Bambusa because, well, I like it because you can record live, stream live when you have a data signal or Wi-Fi. And also, you can record in reasonable quality now. The problem I have with YouTube is the inability to upload my YouTube videos from my phone unless I'm connected to an external Wi-Fi. Now, I have an unlimited data plan. I have Wi-Fi capabilities of creating a hotspot on my phone. And I try to upload a video by creating a Wi-Fi hotspot on my phone and uploading it from my laptop. But this doesn't work. It has to be a separate proper Wi-Fi to upload video. Now, why YouTube don't sort this out, I've got no idea. We don't have data restrictions anymore. And give me the choice, YouTube. Give the users the choice. If I want to upload a 50 megabyte file using my data plan, I should be allowed to do that. That's my choice, and it shouldn't be yours. So I'm looking into that. There's another service called Mobods, which a Twitter user called Cosso, he's not on Twitter anymore, I don't think. He created, but it's not available on Android at the moment, unfortunately. But that's going to be that would be an interesting thing. But that would throw up whole new problems for me, really, because you can do all sorts of things with that. Videos, photographs, tweets, and all sorts, and it's just quite good. But then we go to things like app.net. Now, I quite like the concept behind that, but at the moment it's a pricing structure that I'm not keen on. And also the communities are quite small at the moment, and it's not really designed to be a Twitter client, and there are a lot of people using it as that. So I'm going to leave that for a while and not bring that one into the mix. I don't know why I brought it up, but it's just things I'm thinking about at the moment. So do you have difficulties choosing which similar applications. Do you have difficulties in knowing what to use them for? I mean, I suppose we could just stick with one photo app, if you like, and one audio app. But when there are so many different good ones out there that offer something slightly different and you want to use them, what can you use them for? What sort of differences could you use a photo application for example? Do you have any ideas of your own? Be interesting to hear back. Well, thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.